Hi, I'm Michael Senoff, founder and CEO of HardToFindSeminars.com. For the last 5 years, I've interviewed the world's best business and marketing minds. Along the way, I've created a successful publishing business all from home from my two-car garage. When my first child was born, he was very sick, and it was then that I knew I had to have a business that I could operate from home. Now my challenge is to build the world's largest free resource for online downloadable MP3 audio business interviews. I knew I needed a site that contained strategies, solutions, and inside angles to help you live better, to save and make more money, to stay healthier, and to get more out of life. I've learned a lot in the last 5 years, and today I'm going to show you the skills you need to survive.
You want them to get so hot and bothered that before they even put the piece down, they're on the phone and they're dialing. And we have people, this current piece I've got out now, getting a 6-to-1 return. People are calling before they're finishing the piece.
John's got an attitude. He's going to talk about selling with an attitude. John Carlson.
My name is John Carlton, and I am a night owl. I freely admit this. I'm not ashamed of it. The reason I say this is because as a night owl, I had to be my own boss. I couldn't work for other people because I just couldn't get myself up in the morning and get to work on time and do all the things that they wanted me to do. That's how I wound up in as a advertising copywriter. When I go to work, I travel all of 10 feet to the front of my Ocean View beach house, where I have everything I need spread out on a couple of tables. I use a computer, fax, phone. It's a great lifestyle, able to make a very, very good living. Over the last 10 years as a freelancer, I've worked with some of the top LA agencies. For the last 4 or 5 years, I've worked with Gary Halbert. He and I were a writing team. We generated many millions of dollars during that period of time. I did all the work late at night. Gary took all the credit during the day. So. It was a perfect partnership. I've written for Jay Abraham, working with him right now. A few other people. Currently, I have some letters in the mail bringing my new clients about $6 for every $1 that they invest. So I have been able to hold on to my talent over the years, and I am very happy for that. What I'm going to talk about very briefly is I'm going to give you an inside glimpse as to how a writer like myself structures the appeal of an offer. And I know you can't see it very well, but this is a chart I have made. I call this the appeal-o-meter. On this side, we have cold, hard reality, if you're writing this down. All the way on the other side, we have magic. This is the height of the graph. Down here is zero. Almost nobody likes the appeal. Almost nobody will respond. At the very top is almost everybody. And I'm going to give you about 5 examples, and these examples are all going to follow more or less this curve. From cold hard reality being almost nobody, all the way up to almost everybody when you include magic. This will become clear as I begin to deliver this. I'm going to give you 5 different markets that I've worked in and examples of the 2 different kinds of offers from the reality side and from the magic side. On the diet market, for example, if you were trying to sell a piece either in the mail, in print, on TV, in a video, if you were going to deliver cold hard reality for a diet product, you would say something like, you must eat less, exercise till you drop, be patient, and lose your couch potato lifestyle. I think everybody will agree that's a pretty negligible appeal. I think almost nobody will respond to that. On the magic side, the offer would be something like, you eat a pill, you go to bed, and you wake up skinny. Now, Gary will attest to this, there are actual offers that crop up from time to time in the National Enquirer saying just that. Lose weight while you sleep, things like that. So I'm not making this up. A middle ground in the middle of this might be something like Richard Simmons' video. You're all familiar with that, where it's sort of you work hard, but the pounds come off like magic. Maybe to be a little more clear on this, the way I like to write is I try to get as close to the side of presenting a magic solution to the people that I'm trying to get to buy the product I'm selling without being absurd. As long as I can rationally present my argument and put as much of the magical appeal into it, getting as far away from the cold, hard reality, that's where I like to be. Another example is the financial field. I've written for a lot of the financial newsletters. The cold, hard reality of the financial markets is that you would have to study the financial markets until your eyes bleed. You risk everything you own and you sweat bullets constantly. I think everyone will agree that's an appeal that is very, very low appeal. On the magic side, if I was going to have the perfect product, it would be take simplistic, no-risk investment advice for a few spare bucks, go to bed, wake up rich. That has big-time appeal, and I have seen appeals like that in the mail. The middle ground would be I would present a trustworthy, proven plan by a well-known financial advisor, and those are the types that I have written for. Another market is the opportunity market. The cold, hard reality of the opportunity market, sometimes called the get-rich-quick market, the reality is you would find a viable market niche through tedious trial and error. You'd work like a dog and take ridiculous risks with your future. Now, this has a low to moderate appeal. Actually, people like J. Abraham and Robert Allen are able to sell very high-priced products using that very appeal. On the magic side, the perfect product would be you would buy a how-to book, and it's not necessary to actually read it. You'd go to bed, and you'd wake up rich. Another market is the popularity market. Everything from how to pick up girls to the Dale Carnegie, how to win friends and influence people. On the cold hard reality of the popularity market, you would have to actually listen, learn to listen to other people. You would have to purge yourself of all disgusting habits, and you'd have to risk your ego constantly. This is an okay appeal. Dale Carnegie did pretty well with this. On the magic side, however, you listen to a subliminal tape, you go to bed, and you wake up with a gorgeous blonde lying next to you. I think that would have monster appeal. You could see how that would. And there are actually products out there selling that type of product in exactly that way. I've tried them all. A market I'm currently involved in is the what we call the muscle market. It's marketing products to bodybuilders. Now, it's a very interesting market. The cold, hard reality of the muscle market is that you would have to work out like hell, hurt all the time, and have no life outside of the gym. This actually has a moderate response, which tells you something about that market. Even so, there is a magic appeal to that market, and that would be you drink some goop, you work out once, and you wake up looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger. And there are appeals out there just like that. In that muscle market, 20% response is very, very common. In fact, I have two pieces working right now, and 20% response is just phenomenal in any kind of market. And these guys that I'm working for, if they get less than 20%, they're very, very disappointed, and they're so spoiled by the, to bring this home a little bit, a personal experience I had recently was I went to buy a new computer. I was working on a 10-year-old computer, doing word processing with 10-year-old software, and finally, it broke down and I had to go out into the computer market and buy a new one. I am computer illiterate. Anyway, so I went out there. I live in Los Angeles. Within a 10-mile radius of my home in Los Angeles, there must be 100 stores just selling computers. However, I chose to buy my computer from a company in South Dakota. I never met the people I talked to. Did it all over the phone, and they shipped it to me through the mail. The reason was because they offered me a magical solution to what I wanted to do. I don't know a lot about computers. They had a package already set up that would come to me with the software loaded. I just gave them my credit card number. 2 days later, there was a knock at the door. There was UPS with five big boxes. I opened up the boxes, didn't have to put anything together, stacked it up on my table, plugged it in, and I had a working, fully loaded computer blinking back at me. They had it was high quality. It was custom made just for writers like me who needed a certain amount of memory and power to the computer, but you know, I don't need a lot. I use it mostly as word processing. And they just appealed directly to every hot button that I had. They had a major guarantee. It was a wonderful experience. All right, one little corollary to this is I call this, we can use the same chart here. I'm going to have to change some of the wording. It's, this is what I call the move your butt-o-meter. This is how to get people to react. Down here on the end where almost nobody will react, the way you finish up your piece is you say there's lots of time, we got plenty, I'm going to be here, call when you feel like it. On the high end of this would be, the deal's over tonight, and you'll rue your loss forever. And the chart is just about the same. It's a simple way to reiterating what David Deutsch was talking about. You have to imagine your customers who you're writing to, or going over TV or through print or however you're marketing to them. Imagine a huge, somnolent, sloth-like creature sitting on the couch, completely unwilling to move a muscle for anything. You have to motivate them to actually move across the couch and pick up the phone and dial, 11 digits or something to call. And that's really the way I think of my customers sometimes. Not to put them down. Well, yeah, okay, to put them down. But I think the writers who have experience in writing to the various markets will attest to my experiences in that. Anyway, that's really all I've got. I wanted to give you a little inside look at the way copywriters think, and excuse to try to get the person to move. We'll be talking. You'll see better examples of that as we go through the seminar. We actually use it. But you just try to make them feel like they don't act right now, that they will miss out somehow, because the farther you get from the actual reading of the piece, the person has the piece in front of them, they read it. If they wait 5 minutes before they get to the phone, you have a chance of losing that customer. If they put it aside to go do anything, you want them to get so hot and bothered that before they even put the piece down, they're on the phone and they're dialing. And we have people, this current piece I've got out now, getting a 6-to-1 return, people are calling before they're finishing the piece. They aren't able to give the department number because that's on the last page. And people on the phone are having to direct them through that. So,
do you have any general rules about the length of the piece you're going to mail?
I write very, very long copy. The shortest letter I think I've written in the last 5 years has been probably 8 pages, and I have one out right now that's 18 pages. And that's packed wall-to-wall copy. You start talking, and you say everything you need to say, and then you finish, and you say how long it is, and There's a kind of a joke anecdote that was circulating around for a while. What's your name, sir? I can't read your... Ralph? Somebody asked a famous copywriter why he liked long copy, and the guy says, I can guarantee, I'll bet you $100 I can make you read a 99-page document through the mail. And the guy says, okay, you're on. And they made the bet. And the guy says, okay, all I'll do is I'll give you the headline. And the headline is, following is all the details of Ralph's sex life. Huh? Well, it was told to you though. So that's an absurd, that's taking it to an absurd length. But by detailing, by hitting all the hot buttons, if I said all the details of Presbyterians in Hot Springs, Arkansas, then you get a high Presbyterian readership. If I said you included Presbyterian dentists in the United States, you get a high readership among that.
I have the reprint rights to this seminar. It's a 24 audio tape seminar, or you can get it in a digital format. If you're interested in a product to resell, this would be a fantastic start.
Not only that, you can learn an incredible amount of information from this man.
It's Michael with Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com in another bonus tip. How would you like to turn your $28 book or ebook or even a concept in your head into a $3,900 information product? I'll provide you the secrets on how to do this. If you'd like a completely free 30-day trial of my system for turning your simple book or even just a concept in your mind into an information product that you can sell for $97, $197, or even as much as $3,900 or more. This system includes a whole range of tricks and tips to help you pack your audio program full of great stories that take control of your listeners' brains. My information product creation system comes with my personal guarantee that you'll create an information product worth from $97 to $497 that's designed to sell like hotcakes. This is a 30-day free trial. If you'd like information on this, please email me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line, write in all caps, $28 book, and I'll email you information on how to turn your $28 book or even a concept in your mind into a $3,900 information product. Hi, this is Michael Senoff with Michael Senoff, hardtofindseminars.com. Here is another bonus tip in a valuable service that I offer to select clients. If you can talk into an ordinary telephone, you could be selling your own high-priced audio programs in as little as 7 days. This is the easiest way on earth to create a series of powerful audio recordings for your own information product. I call you on an ordinary telephone and interview you live on a series of related hot topics about your niche subject. I take care of all the editing, all the technical stuff, and I give you the finished MP3s or WAV files and audio transcripts. I only have time to give this deluxe personalized service to a few more carefully selected clients. If you're interested in developing and creating your own valuable information products that you could have complete in as short as 7 days and be selling for as high as $300, $500, even $3,900, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, please write info product information in all capital. Make sure I have your name and a way to contact you by phone, and we can talk about your specific ideas. Or you may call me at 858-274-7851. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another bonus tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. It's called an audio infomercial. Your audio infomercial, which I create for you, will sell more products of yours faster, easier, and for less cost than any conventional advertising method, and I guarantee it 100%. Imagine catching yourself at concert pitch talking about what makes your business or your product service unique, what makes it special. Imagine taking a professional recording of that perfect sales presentation that I create for you and giving it to your prospect as an audio CD or an internet download from your website. I can do this for you faster than you ever thought possible with my personalized audio informational recording service. If you're interested in this unique service, please contact me at michael@hardtofindseminars.com. In the subject line of your email, in all capitals, write audio infomercial, and I will get back with you with more information. Hi, it's Michael Senoff here with another tip from Michael Senoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. This tip is one that is dear to my heart, and the reason why is because I know what a difference it can make for your business. It has to do with editing your audio recordings. If you are using audio online or offline to sell, market, and educate your prospects, this tip will be the most important tip you ever hear from me. Editing your audio content before you publish it to your site simply gets better results compared to unedited audio content. Think about this. A new song on the radio may be in the editing studio for months before it's released to the public. A new movie may take years in the editing process before it's released to the big screen or on DVD. Well-written sales letters, online promotions, books, and commercials are all meticulously edited to perfection before they are released. You would never dream of releasing an unedited version of any of these sales vehicles. So why would you publish unedited audio? Unedited audio content is abandoned by the listener faster, it produces less sales for you, and it actually destroys your credibility as a publisher. So why are we seeing so much unedited content proliferating the internet? The reason is simple. There are very few people who offer audio editing services who know what they are doing. Editing audio is kind of like plastic surgery. It's part skill and part an art form. You need someone with both the skill to do it and someone who understands marketing and selling. A poor result can be gained by both a skilled surgeon as well as a good technical editor. Who you choose to do your audio editing can be one of the best investments in your business. At HardToFindSeminars.com, we have been editing online and offline web content for 6 years. We have perfected a proprietary editing system that has been proven to get your customers to listen to your audio content longer and to listen to it more often, resulting in more sales for you more often, and with clean edited audio, you can demand more money for your products and services. It's just like in life, you only have one chance to make a first impression. Every time you release and publish unedited audio content, you are projecting a poor, sloppy, I don't care attitude that turns your prospects off. Do your prospects a favor. Service them. Give them your best. Do them a favor by giving them professionally edited audio messages, interviews, teleseminars, and selling promotions by editing your audio. We provide full audio editing services that are fast and at a reasonable rate. We know that editing your audio content can easily pay for itself 20 times over. Call me, Michael Sunoff, for more information at 858-274-7851. I'll spend some time on the phone with you. We'll determine what audio content you're publishing. I'll be glad to offer you a free consultation on my ideas. I'll review some of your audio, and together we'll come up with a solution that gets you better results. Thanks for listening. Here is another bonus tip from Michael Sinoff's HardToFindSeminars.com. Did you know that I have about 25 hours of exclusive consultations on my audio clips page, letter G? If you go to HardToFindSeminars.com, go to the audio clips section. This is a section where I have over 117 hours of audio interviews. Page G is nothing but consultations on information product development. You have over 25 hours of me giving my best advice on how to create, develop, produce, market, and sell audio information products. Go to page G if you want to learn how to create and market your own information products. Enjoy. There's an interview in the section of the audio recordings at Hard to Find Seminars. It's with a business buying expert. His name is Art Hamill. If you go back to my site, hardtofindseminars.com, and go to the product section, along the left side in light blue, you will see a list of topics. Look for the one that says business buying. Click on that link and you'll be taken to about 7 hours of exclusive interviews with Arthur Hamill. Arthur Hamill has purchased multi-million dollar businesses, over 200 of them in his lifetime, and he will tell you how to do the same thing. It's some fascinating content, and I wanted you to know about it. Here's another tip, and it has to do with podcast. Did you know that not only are all 187 hours of my audio recordings available for free online at my website, hardtofindseminars.com, but each one of these audio recordings is also in the form of what's called a podcast. A podcast is a simple way for you to digitally and automatically subscribe to online and new recordings and have them downloaded into your mobile audio player, like an iTunes, iPod, or any other digital audio playing device. But the way you find my recordings on podcasts is by going to one of the number one sites called iTunes. iTunes is a virtual library for music, spoken word, and podcasts. The music and spoken word audios you'll pay money for, but the podcasts are absolutely free. And you can subscribe to my podcast. All you do is go to iTunes. You'll automatically download the iTunes software, and then you will search Michael Senoff in the subject line, and you will find most of my audio recordings right there available for you to download. This is great if you're on the road or you're on another computer, and if you have a mobile device, it'll automatically suck them right into your digital MP3 player, and you can take any of the audio recordings on the road with you. They'll also automatically notify you of any new recordings that I post as podcasts. Also, if you search through Google or Yahoo or any of the major search engines, Michael Senoff, and then podcast, you'll find other resources with other podcast search engines that host my podcast. Hope this helps, and if you're a podcast listener, I think you'll be happy about this. So go over to iTunes and download the iTunes software and search Michael Senoff, and you'll have all my audio recordings available for you right there. If you'd like to hone your skills as a copywriter, I have available for you the largest collection of one of the all-time master copywriters. His name is Claude Hopkins. Do a search on Claude Hopkins or go to my website, claudehopkinsadvertising.com. Claude Hopkins was one of the founders of modern-day advertising. He was one of the all-time legends in the industry, and myself and a partner have authored a book called The Claude Hopkins Advertising Collection. We have also searched thousands of newspapers to pull out all his classic ads. He's been responsible for building companies like Pepsodent Toothpaste, Palmolive, Schlitz Malt Liquor, many household products like puffed wheat cereal that you're still using in your kitchens today, and he was the master and the genius behind this. He was responsible for many of the cars we drive today, like the Oldsmobile. Go check it out, claudehopkinsadvertising.com, if you want the ultimate in education on how to write copy. You cannot pass this up. So go on over to claudehopkinsadvertising.com and learn from the best. Here is another bonus resource for you, and it's about a section on my site that has about 15 hours of audio interviews with copywriting experts, including Brian Keith Voiles, including Carl Galletti, including Eugene Schwartz. You will not find this content anywhere. It'll take you to an entire collection of audio recordings, MP3 downloads, and transcripts of some of my best interviews on the subject of copywriting. You'll be able to play them, download them, print the transcripts, and it's a collection you will not find anywhere else. If you want an education on copywriting, you will not find anything better than this. If you go back to my site, and in the products page, along the light blue section down on the left, you're going to see another link that has a lot of value, and it all has to do with joint ventures. Go to that page, and you're going to hear about an offer on a joint venture system like no other. If you read the letter there, it'll describe all the benefits, and the offer is virtually risk-free, meaning you can order my joint venture system, have it sent to you without paying a dime, have 30 days to review it, to digest all the information, and only if you're happy with it after 30 days do you pay. It's an offer you can't lose on, and if you're enjoying this content, you're really going to love what I have waiting for you on the joint venture link at the products page at hardtofindseminars.com. Go check it out. I think you'll really enjoy it.